Hey everybody, how you guys doing today? Welcome to another episode of Little Nugs Podcast. I am, of course, Little Nugster. Man, what a weekend we had. WrestleMania 36. It was held in the Performance Center due to this coronavirus going on. I enjoyed pretty much the whole weekend. There were some matches here and there that were just okay. And then there were some matches where I really thought they knocked it out of the park. So, for starters, we are going to start with night one on Saturday. I'm just going to go in the order that I have it written down here. We're not going to go in the order they did the matches in. Alright. First match for night one ended up being, not first match, but the first match we're going to talk about happened on Saturday. And it was Elias versus King Corbin. I thought it was an okay match. As you know, I think it was a couple weeks ago. Elias and King Corbin were on top of the little, I don't even know what you call it, thing. On top of the... I don't even know what to call it, but it was like a little ledge thingy. And there was a particular point where King Corbin knocked Elias off of it and basically hit the ground and kind of looked like he either died or got really hurt. So he was kind of a little issue there, trying to see if Elias was even going to make it to his match at WrestleMania, but ended up making it. I guess King Corbin came out at first and was just talking about how he thinks that he should win by forfeit, and then you heard the little guitar strum thing, and there was Elias. So I believe King Corbin went out of the ring to try to go after Elias, and Elias hit King Corbin with his guitar. Elias ended up winning that match by pinfall, which I ended up predicting. I actually predicted Corbin to win because I thought King Corbin needed to win this match. I thought it was time for King Corbin to start winning matches and not losing matches. But fortunately, Elias ended up coming out with the win. Alright, next match, which I thought was a pretty brutal match. It was Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins. I guess they had two matches. First match I thought was pretty good. They went back and forth, and then Seth Rollins ended up hitting Kevin Owens in the head with the ring bell, which made Kevin Owens win the first match due to, I guess, a disqualification, or Seth ended up getting disqualified, which made Kevin Owens win. Then as Rollins was going towards the back on the ramp, Kevin Owens grab the microphone and be like, hey, what are you doing? Where do you think you're going? That's not, you know, he was just saying, I want another shot. You know, he was just trying to get Seth Rollins to come back. And he said, I want a no disqualification, no rules match. So that's exactly what they had. They made it a little more intense. So there was Seth Rollins ended up hitting Kevin Owens with the steel stairs. Then I believe both of them, you know, both Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins hit each other with the ring bell, I think. But then Seth Rollins took a chair to Kevin Owens a couple times. And then at one point, Seth Rollins... At one point, Seth Rollins was laying on the announcer's table, and then Kevin Owens went towards the back, ended up climbing up the, there was like a WrestleMania sign right behind where the announcer's table was. He ended up climbing up on that and then doing a little, I think, a frog splash. He ended up doing a frog splash onto Seth Rollins. Kind of looked like maybe Rollins like broke a couple of ribs or something, just because the way he was, it seemed like he was really in pain pretty much after that. So hopefully Seth is all right. We'll find out tonight. But yeah, Kevin Owens won both matches. He won the first match, which had Seth Rollins get disqualified. And then the second match, Kevin Owens actually pinned Seth Rollins. All right, next one. We had Undertaker versus AJ Styles in a Boneyard match. I've been hearing mixed thoughts about this match. I, for one, actually enjoyed it. For some reason, others didn't really enjoy it. But I, for one, actually enjoyed it. I really liked how it seemed like you were watching a movie. I kind of liked how they did that. I really, really liked how they... it was kind of like a movie, like if you would make a movie out of the Attitude Era. I thought it was kind of that. And we actually got to see the return of the American Badass, which was pretty cool. Granted, it would have been probably a lot better if there was a crowd. You know, you would hear the reaction of the crowd. But we got to see the American Badass make a return. Unfortunately, he didn't have his Limp Bizkit song. He had a Metallica song, which I thought was pretty interesting and wasn't expecting that. But yeah, the American Badass made his return in this Boneyard match. I kind of, like I said, I really enjoyed it. I liked how cinematic it was and made it seem like it was out of a horror movie scene or something like that. Undertaker ended up winning, and I thought that was pretty cool. Next one we're gonna talk about is the Kabuki Warriors versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. And that was for the women's tag team titles. I thought this match was alright. It was a little slow at first, but at the same time, whatever match Alexa Bliss is in, I pretty much enjoy, because she's really attractive, and, you know, I like her. I think she's talented. Yeah, I thought this match was pretty, you know, I thought it was okay. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross ended up winning, so they are your new Women's Tag Team Champions. Next, we had what was supposed to be a triple threat tag team match for the SmackDown tag titles. Unfortunately, Miz, I believe, was feeling under the weather, or he was a little sick. So we ended up getting basically a trip. We got the triple threat match, but it was basically just John Morrison, I think Jimmy Uso, and Kofi Kingston. So it was basically just the three of them in this ladder match for the tag titles. This was also another match that I really enjoyed. I thought it was pretty brutal. I kind of liked how throughout the match, you know, everybody was kind of talking trash to each other and stuff like that. You know, I kind of like stuff like that. And, you know, with there being no fans, you could actually hear stuff like that, where if you did have fans, you really wouldn't be able to hear as much. So I kind of liked that idea. Let's see. And then at the end of the match, it ended up being all three of them, John Morrison, Jimmy Uso, and Kofi Kingston, up at the top of the ladders. And at one point, they were all holding the little, thing that's holding the tag titles. All three of them were holding it at one point. And then I guess John Morrison either slipped or fell, or they pushed him. And as he was falling, he actually grabbed the titles with him while he was falling. And which basically meant that John Morrison and The Miz retained the titles. Next, we're going to talk about Sami Zayn and Daniel Bryan. It was for the Intercontinental title. I thought this match was pretty good. These two were pretty good back and forth. And I remember it at one point in the match, Sami Zayn was giving a couple of chops to Daniel Bryan and kind of looked like he was hulking up a little bit. And then a couple times Sami Zayn slapped him in the face. And then I think at one point Daniel Bryan did the same thing to Sami Zayn. But unfortunately, Sami Zayn ended up retaining his title. Let's see. Next, we had Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. This was a okay match. I thought it was an okay match. Becky Lynch ended up winning, but instead of submitting Shayna, she actually pinned Shayna Baszler to retain her title. Then we had, Braun versus Goldberg, and it was actually supposed to be Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, but due to, you know, what's going on, Roman Reigns decided to pull out because he didn't want to, risk, getting this virus or whatever, or, whatnot, due to the fact that he had leukemia and didn't want to make his condition even worse. So they replaced Roman with Braun Strowman. And at first I thought Goldberg was going to win this match. And, Goldberg gave Braun, I believe, 3 spears. And then it looked like Goldberg was about to give Braun a jackhammer. But then Braun Strowman ended up giving him a couple power bombs and pinned him 1, 2, 3. So Braun Strowman, after all these years, he finally is the WWE Universal Champion. Let's see. I think that is it for night one. Looking at my little thing here. Yep, that is it for night one. Night two, which was last night. I thought night one was... I guess I'd give it... I gave it a C+, close to a B. Well, I gave it a C+ at first. And then, as I thought about it more, I started grading it more towards a B. So, night one, I'm giving a B. All right, on to night two, which was last night. We are going to start off with Otis versus Dolph Ziggler. I thought this was kind of interesting. On SmackDown, we finally saw, this glitchy thing that's been going on. We actually saw, a little video of, a little thing saying the truth would be told or something like that. And then, the mystery person ended up showing up. We don't know who it is. but he ended up showing a video of what happened on Valentine's Day. And it showed, it showed Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville talking about the date that she was supposed to have with Otis. And then it showed, Sonya Deville actually being the one texting and deleting messages to Otis. Texting Otis and then also deleting messages from Otis. And then, which basically Dolph Ziggler be the one to interrupt Mandy and Otis's date. And then I guess it was, we later found out that it was Dolph Ziggler and Sonya Deville behind this whole thing. And so we get to this match, Otis and Dolph Ziggler, last night. Dolph Ziggler came out and Sonya Deville was with Dolph Ziggler. At one point in the match, Mandy Rose came out, confronted Sonya Deville, slapped her in the face. Then pretty much, this was after Dolph Ziggler kind of gave Otis a little low blow while Sonya was distracting the ref. That's when Mandy Rose came out. She slapped Sonya Deville. and then went into the ring and kind of gave Dolph Ziggler a low blow, which then led to Otis giving Ziggler, or doing the caterpillar to Ziggler, pinning him 1-2-3. Otis gets the win. And then the unthinkable happened, where you saw Otis pick up Mandy Rose and they both kiss. That lucky bastard gets to kiss Mandy Rose. So yeah, good for Otis. Glad he finally got the win over Dolph Ziggler and finally has Mandy Rose. Alright, next match we're going to talk about is Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley. It just seemed like they just put this match together just 'cause. And Lana was actually with Bobby Lashley, which I didn't really think she would for some reason. But I thought it was an okay match. Aleister Black got the win. I guess Lana was kind of distracting Lashley a little bit in a way, which made Aleister Black get the win. Next match we're going to talk about, a match that I thought was very, very, very confusing and I don't even know what this was, but it was Cena versus The Fiend. The reason why I say it was confusing was because don't worry, I don't have corona. I'm just coughing. I thought it was very weird and confusing because it didn't even seem like it was a match. It just seemed like they were kind of just, you know, there were bits and pieces where they were going back in time, like going through different eras of WWE. Like, kind of going through Cena's career in a way. And then at one point, it went to, like, WCW Nitro. I don't know. I don't even know what this was, but I mean, it happened. I don't know. But The Fiend ended up winning, I guess. So, yeah. Alright. Next match, which was the match I was really looking forward to, which was Edge versus Randy Orton in a last man standing match. And man, this match was brutal. Like, these two just went for it. Like, beat up each other throughout the performance center. They beat up each other in the gym a whole bunch. I think this is what these two really needed. You know, they went a little more backstage, kind of in like a storage area, where they kind of did the rest of the match. There was a couple of times where they did things on top of a truck, and then they kind of climbed up these little cases of like equipment cases and went up towards a trailer, like a semi-trailer, and then I did some stuff on there. And then at one point, Randy Orton went down, grabbed a couple chairs, went back on top of the trailer, was about to give Edge the concerto, But then, at first, before he did that, Randy Orton was kind of going to punt, you know, do the little punt kick to Edge, but then Edge then gave him a spear, and shortly after that, that's when Orton went down, grabbed a couple of chairs, went back up to the trailer, hit Edge with a chair, and then towards the end, Edge ended up doing the concerto to Edge. The ref started counting the 10. As soon, you know, by the time the ref got to the 10 count, Randy Orton was still down. So Edge is your winner. I thought it was great. I liked it. Okay. Next match was for the Raw Tag Team titles. It was Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Austin Theory. Austin Theory ended up replacing Andrade, who was supposed to be in this match, but I guess he got injured. So then Austin Theory ended up replacing Andrade. I thought this was a decent match. Street Profits ended up taking the win in this one. And then after the match, I guess Austin Theory and Angel Garza started beating up, I think they beat up Montez Ford. And then Zelina Vega was kind of doing the same thing. And then Bianca Belair came out. Because as you all know, some might not, but Montez Ford and Bianca Belair are husband and wife. So I thought that was kind of cool that Bianca Belair came out, kind of beat up Zelina Vega for a little bit. Kind of helping out her husband. But yeah, Street Profits ended up retaining their titles. Like I said, I thought it was a decent match. Next match we are going to talk about is Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. And I thought this match was pretty brutal as well. It was kind of long, but I liked it. I enjoyed it pretty much. Yeah, it was kind of brutal. These two went back and forth at each other. And, we have a, you know, at one point, you know, towards the end of the match, Charlotte ended up putting Rhea Ripley in the figure four. And then ended up turning it into a figure eight. Rhea Ripley ended up tapping. Charlotte Flair is your new NXT Women's Champion. Alright. I kind of like it. I kind of figured Charlotte would win. I wanted Rhea Ripley to win, but then I ended up changing it. I wanted Rhea to win at first, but then I ended up changing it to Charlotte Flair winning. I wanted it by pin, but she ended up winning by submission. Next we're going to talk about is the Fatal 5-Way for the SmackDown Women's title. It was Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans, Naomi, or Bayley versus Lacey Evans versus Naomi versus Tamina and versus Sasha Banks. it was supposed to be a six-pack challenge, but I guess something happened to Dana Brooke, because Dana Brooke was added to the match, and something happened to her, so she ended up not being in the match. First one to get eliminated was Tamina. Second to get eliminated was Naomi. The third one to get eliminated was Sasha, which I wanted her to win. I wanted her to kind of turn on Bayley, but unfortunately, Sasha got eliminated by Lacey Evans. And then Sasha came out at some point and did like a little backbreaker or something to Lacey Evans, which made Bayley retain her title. All right. Last match was Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre. This was a match I was really looking forward to. I wanted Brock to win only because I feel like if Drew McIntyre winning, I feel like having a crowd, you know, I basically just wanted, I felt like it would be a lot more special if Drew McIntyre won it with a crowd instead of winning without a crowd. But, you know, at the same time, I wanted Brock to win, but I really wanted Drew McIntyre to win because he deserves it. He really does. He's proved to us, he's proved to, you know, everybody that he's the guy now. Like, it's his time, and I really enjoyed it. It took about, you know, Brock Lesnar gave Drew McIntyre, I believe, like three F5s and maybe like four suplexes. And then Drew McIntyre gave Brock Lesnar like three or four claymores. And towards the last claymore, I was wondering if Lesnar would kick out, but he didn't. Drew McIntyre pinned Brock Lesnar. 1, 2, 3. Drew McIntyre is finally your WWE champion. Well deserved. I'm really glad Drew McIntyre is our champion. He deserves it. He's the guy. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. Alright. Night 2, I will give it about a B+. I enjoyed Night 2 better than Night 1. I really enjoyed it a lot, especially with the first match of Night 2 being Rhea versus Charlotte Flair. The first match of Night 1 was the women's tag team title, you know, the Kabuki Warriors versus Nikki and Alexa Bliss. So yeah, overall, I would probably give the weekend about a B, maybe a B minus. I really enjoyed the weekend. I hope you guys did too. And all of you guys out there that are still criticizing what WWE did this weekend with not being a crowd, just get over it, please, because this is basically the only sport going on right now. And for you to, like, I don't know. I get, yeah, this would be great with fans, but if this virus thing never happened and we would have had WrestleMania 36 in Tampa Bay Stadium, what you saw this weekend probably would have been so much different if all these matches happened on a Sunday night. I guarantee, no matter what, if we had WrestleMania 36 like it was supposed to happen, I guarantee you these matches would have been a lot different than they were this weekend. You know, we wouldn't have had... I feel like no matter what, there's always something people are going to complain about. You know, I get there's no fans, but just understand the reason why they're doing this with no fans. Like, they couldn't have had this at all. Like, I'm supposed to be going to a rock festival in Daytona Beach, basically Mother's Day weekend. And that got canceled. They didn't postpone it to another time. They canceled it. So I'm not going to be able to go until next year in 2021. So, like, I guarantee you if they postponed WrestleMania 36, people are going to complain 2 months later, be like, man, I really wish we had WrestleMania 36 when it was supposed to happen. And then if we had WrestleMania 36 2 months later, yeah, it might be different. You know, it might be different. You know, in 2 months, it's basically going to be, what, June? And it's hot in June. So, it's hot in Florida in June. June, July, and August are possibly one of the hottest months here in Florida. So, we probably wouldn't have been seeing, you know, I don't know. I just really wish people would not criticize what happened this weekend, and just wish people would enjoy what they saw. If you didn't like it, that's fine. That's your opinion. But if you continue to criticize WWE, like I said last episode, don't watch it. Don't watch WWE at all if you do not like what you are watching. You know, this virus going around right now is pretty much changing our whole entire world. WWE is basically, you got AEW too, but, you know, wrestling is basically the only sport going on right now. I mean, NASCAR is doing racing simulation every weekend, where 25 drivers are playing a video game. You know, just enjoy it while this lasts, you know, because who knows, this whole thing could all get worse in the next couple weeks, where you know, nobody's going to be able to do anything. You know, maybe, you know, what if in 2 weeks WWE can't do anything to, entertain us? You know, they don't have stuff recorded or taped or whatnot because we're not, you know, because, you know, for some reason they can't, travel or do anything. So, like, just enjoy this while it lasts, please. You know, I mean, you can give your opinions, but just, this is what we're dealing with now. And if you don't like it, don't watch it. Okay? Just don't. If you don't like it, don't watch it. If you do, continue watching it. Continue supporting WWE. And I'm thanking WWE for giving us a great weekend of entertainment. And I hope, I'll leave it at that. But, on the other hand, hope you guys are all being safe and staying clean, you know, wash your hands a crap load of times, stay clean, and, stay tuned for, my next episode, next week. I wrote it down somewhere. If you are interested, here we go. My podcast is available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. If you have any of those at all, or if you know anybody that uses that or any of those, just make sure you look me up on those podcasts. I thought I messed something up on my phone. Make sure you guys check out the Top Rope Report. You can catch them on Anchor, Spotify, and also TalkShoe.com. Make sure you guys tune in next week for my next episode. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed WrestleMania 36. Like I said, stay safe out there. Stay clean. And peace out, guys.